New way of seeing Jiang Hu. Brotherhood. Glittering swords and knives, drinking bowls of liquor and eating chunks of meat. These are things that are likely to enter your mind when it comes to Jiang Hu, a word referring to the community of martial artists in stories such as Heroes of the Marshes. But in the eyes of the famous Chinese independent filmmaker Jia Zhangku, Jiang Hu now has a different meaning. It is an integral part of Chinese culture for people living on the margin. Jia told the UK-based news website The Upcoming they need to form a brotherhood because they can't survive on their own. They have their own values, their own rituals, their own ways of living. His latest movie, Ash is the Purest White, whose Chinese name translates to Sons and Daughters of Jiang Hu, hit Chinese mainland cinemas on September 21st. In the movie, Jiang Hu refers to a group of ordinary people living in the margin who uphold a sense of righteousness, despite coming from a shady or poor background, as the director put it. Apart from shedding light on people living in the margins, Jia's movies also focus on changes. As the title of his famous work, Mountains May Depart, suggests, time may change rivers and mountains, but our hearts stay the same. The film depicts a town beauty named Tao and her growth and love over 25 years. It reflects the triviality of human connections and relationships, Jia told London-based News Financial Times. We're apart for whatever reason, a job, a prospect. When I think back on school friends, we spend almost all our young lives together. Then we lose touch. Some friends reappear, some not. The film is very much like that. Although his movies always have a sense of nostalgia, they also reflect reality. Some directors in the 1980s managed to break Chinese cinema out of its closed mould and try something new, but Jia thinks they may have actually gone too far. They've changed a lot. In their current films, you're no longer seeing the experience of life in China, while my way of filming allows me to describe Chinese reality without distortion, Jia told Australia-based film magazine Senses of Cinema.